All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How are you doing? Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, passing it on. Thanks for switching over to YouTube. Not many people are. That's fine. That's okay. A lot of the numbers are staying over with the audio. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Just giving you the options out there. That's all. Just giving you the options. It's snowing today. No warning. No heads up. No, why do we... I was going out for a run. It's March, right? We're in March. And it's fucking snowing again. No warning. No heads up on it. Fucking why do we need the weather people? Why do we need them? Right? It's just a waste of time. You turn on the channel and it's just usually a hot girl. Just fucking stop talking about the pressure system and the winds coming in and the Mordor mountains and the gremlin escapades. Like, stop fucking bullshitting and trying to sound like you know science. Just point to the fucking pictures on the board. That's it. Point to the pictures. It's not that hard. That's all you got to do. Point at the fuck, like, the sun, is it sunny today? Then it's sunny. What about the clouds? Does that mean it's going to be cloudy? All right, we get it. Fucking Tuesday is going to be cloudy. What's Wednesday? I see the sun out and get, oh, okay. And what about the picture of the rain? What does that mean? It means it's going to rain. Stop talking about fucking pressure systems and cumulus clouds. Nobody gives a shit. Point at the fucking picture and move on. I spent a lot of time in Turkey, right? I spent a lot of time in Turkey. Couldn't speak a lick of Turkish. Couldn't speak a lick of it, right? But I went to the KFC every day because it was the only food I fucking trusted, right? And what did I do? Couldn't speak a lick of Turkish, but I pointed to the picture and they knew what I wanted. They knew exactly what I wanted. I pointed at one. They look at me and they go, oh, fucking, yeah, sure. I'll get you that, mate. In Turkish, of course. And then they just gave it to me. Pointed a picture. That's a point to the fucking weather. Like, you could take a child and you don't have to explain the pressure system. You don't have to explain all the schematics of the weather, how it works, right? Just fucking point to the picture. Tell me what it is. Go onto your OnlyFans and fuck off. That's it. I don't need it. I don't need it. Waste of fucking time. Waste of time. No picture of the snow, by the way. Not one picture of the snow. But anyway, it's St. Patrick's Day. It is St. Patrick's Day, as I'm recording this, of course. St. Patrick's Day, probably the most racist day of the year, where Irish people are again reminded of, like, hey, all we think of you is that you're fucking drunks with red hair, and you love parades. Couldn't be further from the truth, right? Couldn't be further from the truth. Let me tell you, let's start off with the red hair part first of all, right? Well, no, let me start off with the drunks part. Yes, there are a lot of Irish people who drink. I don't drink. I don't drink at all, right? I don't fit that stereotype. But yeah, there are a lot of Irish people that do. They do like a drink, but are we drunken alcoholics? Maybe, right? Maybe, but you don't get to call us that. How about that? That's our thing. You don't get to say, oh, the Irish, you're all fucking drunks. Wait, like, maybe we are. Maybe we like an old fight. But it is the most racist day of the year, right? It's just red beards. I do have a red beard. Haven't said that as this gets a bit longer. But we don't all have red beards and red hair, right? Because if you have red hair in Ireland, it's like you're a ginger, right? Being a ginger, like, that's our N-word in Ireland, to call someone like he's fucking ginger. We treat them horribly. We do. And we don't have good-looking red-haired people. We just don't. We don't do it. Like, in America, you have Irish descent people who are good-looking red-haired people. But we don't have good-looking red-haired people in Ireland. We just don't have it. It's not there. Don Marrera, I think, said, a comedian said, we have tens and twos. That's all we have in Ireland. We have tens and twos. Either gorgeous women or fucking ugly women. That's all we have. She's all right. We've no happy medium. And the men, too. We've horrific men. Some magazine did a show. I'm way going off topic now. Some magazine did a topic about the 10 hottest Irish males. And after about six people, they started putting in, like, Des Bishop. Des Bishop is, he spent a lot of time in Ireland. but he's from America. He was born, he's got a full-on American accent. He was born in Queens. And then the article was like, you know what? We don't have any. There's no more hot Irish people. Let's just fucking... Did we do Michael Fassbender? Yeah, we did. Can we just do him twice? No, you can't. Why don't we give him a mustache? No, he's in it. Okay. We put Colin Farrell in. Cillian Murphy. We're out of Irish people. That's it. Let's just start taking people who visited Ireland. How about that? We just take good-looking males who visited Ireland and let's stick them in the top 10 hot Irish males. We're just not an attractive bunch. And I'm okay with that. That's fine. It's the one time of year where it's okay to be racist, right? That's it. And then we go to parades. Fucking parades are the biggest load of shit. It's like, especially, I live on Long Island now, right? And especially all across America, to do local parades where it's just people you already know walking in a straight line. Like, it's like if you went to your local post office or your local bank and people are online. That's it. That's what a local parade is. People, I already know these people. And what are they doing? They're just fucking walking in a straight line and you're waving. That's it. Waste of fucking time. Waste of time. It's the worst day of the year. It is just god awful. Where everybody's a little bit Irish, isn't that what they say? Fucking listening to the worst music. We have some of the worst music. We have some good music, don't get me wrong. We've got cool fucking bands like the Wolf Tones and the Pogues and, dare I say, U2, right? That's Ireland's go-to. I feel if we were ever caught in the mountains by like a group like the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or ISIS and we were mistaken for being Americans, we would just talk about U2. No, I'm not American. In the name of... See, that's... I'm Irish. And then they would go, oh, he's Irish. Let him go. Why? He knows fucking Bono. They talk about Bono, so he's obviously not American. I believe that. I fucking believe that. But yeah, we have the worst music known. Like, just depressing, isn't it? Just depressing. Just miserable. And bagpipes. Bagpipes. That's it. Was it? Like, bagpipes are good at funerals and that's it. That is it. And it's kind of nice at a funeral. That's it. Why do you think, like, some people think, Americans think, like, oh, you guys love the bagpipes over there. No, we don't. I think I just put the fucking headphones in and I go for a run. It's awful. Fucking the worst sound, like you're choking a cat to death. You're choking a cat to death. And that's it. Unless it's a funeral, nobody gives a shit about the bagpipes. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. And they have to march into a room and then they have to leave the room. Like they can't just walk in. This is true. Watch any piper. They walk in, you hear them. They never start playing in the room. You're always in a room and you hear them from a distance. And then they walk in, they play their songs and they don't just take the thing out and go, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was great. That was a song I wrote. It's always, there's only 5 songs, by the way, to play on the pipes. There's no new ones, right? So they come in. You hear them from outside the room. They walk in, they play the 5 songs, and then they play the last one as they're leaving, so you don't get to say goodbye to them. You just hear them go on the way to the car. And that's it. That's it. Depressing music. Depressing fucking music. I remember, I'm going to tell you a story. I used to talk about it in my act. I worked on a cruise. I did an Irish cruise. I didn't work on one. And I was doing comedy on the ship. And it was all Irish-themed crews, right? And then, so they asked me one night to host a karaoke night. And I go, yeah, I would fucking love to. But so many people wanted to come to this karaoke night that you had to put names in a fishbowl. So I pull out these names and like, all right, you're the winner. You come on up and then you give your song to the DJ and he sets it up, right? So I would go up on stage and, you know, I would bring the person up, little interview about them, talk about them, make a joke about them, you know, not make fun of them. Whatever the fuck. So I would bring up all these people. So what? I put my thing in the fishbowl and I pull up and I go, all right, ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage right now is Kyle from Ohio. Kyle. Everybody goes crazy. So now Kyle walks on the stage and Kyle had Down syndrome, right? Kyle had Down syndrome. And everybody got very quiet and felt very uncomfortable, much like probably some of you are right now. Listen to this. So I go, all right, mate, what song are you going to sing? And Kyle went, I'm going to sing Jesse's Girl. Right? I nearly did an impression of him, but I thought that would be the one where I get cancelled, where I've tried to do Kyle's voice of what he really sounded like, right? So I'm like, not doing it. Caught myself. Good job, McThomas. Good job. You nearly got fucking axed, because if I had done the impression, out I go. So Kyle came up and I go, all right, mate, you're going to sing Jesse's Girl. I go, all right, Kyle from Ohio singing Jesse's Girl. Take it away, mate. And I leave the stage. And Kyle starts to sing Jesse's Girl. Let me tell you, man, fucking nailed it. Like, cool. The energy was great. Now all of a sudden, this uncomfortableness that was in the room just left everybody. And now we're having a good time. Like, yeah, fucking Jesse's Girl. It's a fucking party. Like, Jesse's Girl. Everyone's like, Kyle's back to back with people going, Jesse's Girl. The whole place. Fucking, he finished the song. Thunderous applause. Thunderous applause. Kyle from Ohio. Fucking Jesse's Girl. One more time, Kyle. Wow, fucking going crazy. Who's next? John. John from Boston. John, what are you going to sing? Oh, the famine killed my father. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Fucking ruining with your famine songs. That's all they are, is just famine songs. Songs about leaving Ireland and getting on the ship and going to America. Right? I mean, look, I want to write a song about the guy who doesn't get the boat. Like, he runs to the harbour and the ship just pulls out. And now all his songs are about, well, I stayed here and everybody else fucked off. And it turned out that living on an island during the potato famine, I just ate a bunch of fish. Apparently, we're on an island, guys. Did you know that? Ireland? We're on an island surrounded by fish. There's more than just potatoes in the ground, everybody. We can eat fucking fish. We got the Irish Sea, the Atlantic Ocean, the North Sea. It's all there. It's full of fucking fish. You must really want to hate fish where you got to pack up your life and fucking move to a foreign land on a ship where you're probably going to die on the way over because it takes 4 months to fucking get there. Right? Hey, what? Could I have some more potatoes for dinner? We don't have any. We're out of potatoes. Remember, there's a famine coming over here. The British poisoned our soil, allegedly, because you're not allowed to talk about that in history. They did what? Yeah, they poisoned our soil, so now our crops won't grow. But we're probably going to blame it on something else. Well, what is there to eat? Haddock? I have some haddock. I don't like haddock with a bit of cod. I don't like cod either. Is there anything else we could do? No, only fish. Fuck it. I'm packing up my life, my whole family, everything, and I'm going to take my chance on a dead ship, and I'm just going to sail to America, and I'm going to start a new life over there because I'm fucking sick of haddock. You must really hate fucking fish, lads, to just get up and just sail away to another country. Right? Is it just me? Am I wrong? Fucking unbelievable. That's what our songs are. Just miserable fucking songs. And then today's the day where everybody eats corned beef and cabbage. It's the worst. We have the worst fucking food, but yet we celebrate. We don't. We have terrible food. We have terrible, terrible food. Now, granted, you can cook nice foods in Ireland. You can, but it's like it's someone else's dish. It's just fucking food now. Right? Oh, I love corned beef. If it was nice, you wouldn't go, like, everyone goes around a place, on Long Island at least, to find a place that does corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day. If you liked it enough, you would fucking eat it all year round. You would eat it all year round, more than just one day a year. That's the thing about foods that you, like, very rarely in America do they have Thanksgiving-style dinners. You know what I mean? Like, I like turkey. But why do we just wait to Thanksgiving to eat it? Fucking eat turkey. Nope, that's why nobody eats shitty Irish food any other day of the year, except they want to feel Irish, so they want to suffer. Because Irish people suffer, don't they? We're all miserable fucks, and we want to feel like miserable fucks. And that's it. That's what we do. That's what we do. We come out and we go, oh, everything is miserable. It's terrible. Isn't it terrible? Yeah, we don't share our feelings. Right? We don't share our feelings. That's it. My dad died last year. I haven't spoke to one person about it. And as you know, I'm in school for... Let me just adjust this mic here. Hopefully the sound didn't go off on a lot of this show so far. I was in school for alcohol and drug counseling. And, you know, when you share in some of the groups and the leader of it, the head counselor is like, you know, maybe you want to, you might want to seek grief counseling. I'm like, I'm not gay. We're like, fuck that. I'm not going, ugh, emotions, ugh. It's not a dig at the gay people, by the way. It's something you would say in Ireland. If you had emotions or feelings, you would just say that to somebody. I'm not, ugh, talk to somebody. Why? We just put it all into our feelings jar and we swallow it. And maybe it'll come up. Maybe it'll come up somewhere else. It'll come up in an argument with one of your kids. And you'll want to punch them. But you don't. You don't punch your kids. Right? Just because you had a shitty life. That's what it means to be Irish. That's what it means to be Irish. Swallow your feelings. That's it. Just swallow your fucking feelings and listen to miserable music while you watch other people think our whole lifestyle is just washing ourselves in shower, not in showers, but in waterfalls, because we don't have indoor plumbing in Ireland, apparently, according to the Irish Spring commercials. Most racist day of the year. And we don't complain about it, though, right? We don't complain about it being racist. We don't get mad that that's our stereotype. We don't care. We don't care that you wear green beads. Like, why green, by the way? We're not a green... Ireland is a beautiful... Like, you're basing our colour on the colour of our grass. That's it. Because we have grass. There's other countries have grass too. They don't get green. We're green. That's it. You just say we're all green. It's bullshit. Doesn't work like that. We're green. With your green hats. We don't wear those hats. We don't wear those hats. It's highly offensive. Highly offensive. Right? But we don't care. We don't complain about it. Like, if you go to Native Americans, like to the powwows, isn't that what they call? Where you go, you're supposed to experience Native American culture. You can't buy feathers anywhere. You can't buy them. You can't walk in, and if you do find them, you can't put them on your head and go, hey, look at me. What would happen? You would be fucking arrested. You would be the worst person in the world. You'd be the worst person in the world if you turned up at a powwow for Native Americans and put on their fucking headwear and walked around and went, and if another people went, ow. If we did all that, I'm not saying it's okay, but if we did all that, you'd be fucked. Thrown in jail, locked up. That'd be it. Thrown in jail and locked up. But we're Irish, we don't give a shit. You can do what you want. You can go, ta-tee, ta-toe, ta-toe, ta-ta. You're drunk right now, aren't you? I bet you're fucking drunk. That's hilarious to people. That is hilarious to people. But we don't say nothing. We don't say nothing because we don't give a fuck. We're not easily offended. That's all I'm saying. We're just not easily offended. That's it. Fucking worst day of the year, man. It's just a shitty, shitty day. Shitty day. And then the Italians come out. This is what I like too. Like, the Italians come out because I think they're just annoyed that, you know, the Irish day is celebrated more than any Italian day. I have a bunch of Italian friends, right? And they go out there and they complain then too, right? The Italians go out and they complain about, you know, oh, we're proud to be Italian, but we don't celebrate it like you do. Italians, you can shut the fuck up too, because you do. You celebrate every fucking thing. You celebrate everything. This over-the-top shit about your food, this fucking deep heritage, and most of you, I'm talking about my Italian friends, most of you have never fucking left Long Island, left New Jersey to go to fucking visit your ancestors in Italy. It's a fucking, because our mama used to make it. Shut the fuck up, mama used to make it. We have shit food. You have one type of food. You have fucking pasta and sauce. That is it. All the pastas, I've said this before, all the pastas are exactly the same. It's just made in a different shape. And then you have the sauce that mama used to make. No, let me tell you about mama's sauce. Mama's sauce is shit. The best sauce is ragu. All that shit that you talk about, you know, when my mama came here or my grandmother came here. Go, I don't give a shit. Ragu is better than any of that shit your grandmother made. Ragu is this shit. Stop talking about all your different pastas because it's one fucking pasta. It's one pasta. You just put it skinnier, wider. Bow ties, fucking tubes, scoops, whatever the fuck it is. So Italians need to back the fuck up with that shit too, right? Oh, we celebrate our culture. You don't. You don't celebrate your culture. If you really appreciated your culture, you would go visit your country, and every pizzeria on Long Island would not have a picture of Goodfellas or The Sopranos. That's it. You walk in, and if for some reason, every Italian, every guy who's opened up a pizzeria went off and met Tony Soprano or someone from Goodfellas. Go to any pizzeria in Long Island. Go to any pizzeria in New Jersey. All on the fucking wall. Right? There's a picture of fucking Tony who met James Gandolfini. That's it. So Italians, shut the fuck up, all right? We have a day. You have, what's the other one? You have Columbus Day, and you're just a bit butthurt that people are trying to take that day from you. Just so stop. Stop with the mama used to make it. If you loved your country, your heritage, you would go visit it. You would go visit it. You realize there's more to your culture than fucking, than Goodfellas, than The Sopranos. There's more to your culture and then the sauce the mama makes. That's it. You know, that's it. Go fucking to your country. Stop bitching and moaning about ours. Stop bitching and moaning about our culture. Ours is shit just as much as yours is shit. That's all I'm saying. But the real Irish people is when you go to Ireland, it's not like the Irish Americans version of it. That's my point. Italians, go to Italy and you'll see what I'm talking about. That your people are beautiful Italian people and you're way more than a fucking pizzeria and a picture of James Gandolfini. That's the point I'm trying to make. That's all I'm trying to make. All right? So stop with this. Whatever this is, you all talk like this is supposed to mean something. Stop. All right? Don't shit on our day. We don't shit on Columbus Day. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know, you talk to a Long Islander. I've said this before. You know, who's proud to be an Italian. Never left the country. Didn't want to leave the country. They're not going to get a passport. Are you fucking crazy? I got to go online and get a passport. I'm not getting a fucking passport. Never traveled in their lives. You talk to them. I sat under the Leaning Tower of Pisa eating pizza from a 150-year-old brick oven. The best pizza I ever had. The best pizza I ever had. Tell that to a fucking Long Island Italian. No, the best pizza, you gotta go to Sal's in Patchogue. You gotta go to Sal's. He puts this mozzarella. It's mozzarella. It's not mozzarella. Right? Stop overpronouncing and the words to sound more Italian. It's not. You have your day. We have ours. Leave us the fuck alone. We leave you the fuck alone. Both holidays are dumb. Both of them are shit. The Irish Americans who think they know their culture, they don't know it. And Italian Americans who think you know your culture, you don't know it. So stop with the fucking, stop with all of the fucking, you know, the shit. Just let us have our day in peace and we'll let you have your Columbus Day in peace. That's it. That's it. That's all we do. All right. So what else do I have to shit on St. Patrick's Day? Well, that's it, right? So whatever you're doing on St. Patrick's Day, I hope you're safe. I hope you're not too drunk, right? Is it the one day you're allowed to punch your wife? I don't know. I'm a bit hazy on the rules. I'm a bit hazy on the rules. But anyway, so whatever you do, go out there, enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, my shows, if you're listening to this today, all my shows were cancelled at Uncle Vinny, so that was fucking great, right? Maybe there's some sort of irony there that an Irish man going to an Italian comedy club got cancelled on St. Patrick's Day. So maybe that's, I think some of the people got COVID there and they had to, some of the staff members, so that they just shut it down and clean it all up so they're not opening for a while. So I'm sorry, you will be refunded your tickets. I'm trying to reschedule and we're trying to get another date to go back. So I am sorry for that. But anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe and share. And have a great St. Patrick's Day to you all, to everybody, to the Irish, to the Italians, to the Native Americans, to the African Americans, to the Asians, not the British. But have a happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. Thanks for liking, listening, subscribing, and of course sharing and putting comments in. I appreciate it. All right, until next time, wash your hands and take care of yourselves. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.